have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. And where is that you want to be? Hey, this is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kismina coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency. Thank you so much for tuning in. I do appreciate you listening. So good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is, wherever you may be. Today I want to talk a little bit about where are you as far as moving the needle. Because the reason that we look at goal achievement, quantum leap goal achievement, getting from where we are to where we want to be, is because we want to experience different results than we're currently getting, right? We want something more. It's okay to be dissatisfied and want more, because our potential is infinite. The possibilities are endless for what we can experience in our lives. That's why we have these inner desires. That's why we have these wants. It's the universe wanting to press out and experience more of all that is through us, as us. And I want to talk for a little bit more this morning, when I'm recording this, about the goals that we're going after. Early on when I started sharing these episodes and these shows with you, I talked about goals. I even did a comparison, because the old methodology of the quote-unquote SMART goals, you know, measurable, achievable, realistic, you know, all that stuff, it's really kind of old school, because it doesn't really stretch you. And I talked about the A, B, and C level goals. The A level goals being those goals that we already know how to do, because we've done it before, we're just going to do it again. Like maybe it's buying a new car. We've bought a new car before. Now we decided we want another new car, so we put that on the goal list. But it's not a goal. It's a to-do list item. What is it? I'm going to get a car. You know how to do that. Okay, great. And then the B-type goal is something that maybe we don't know how to do, but we think we can do. We think we can do it. If this would fall into place over here on my left, if this would fall in place over here on my right, if this dot would connect with that dot, and I could connect that dot with that dot, if I could put the piece of the puzzle over here and find the piece of the puzzle that goes over there, this could probably happen, and it's a high probability of coming together. I just have to work on it a little bit. Still doesn't stretch you, because it's something you think you can do. What you have to focus on is the C-type goals, the goals that say, you're nuts. What the heck are you thinking? The C-type goals are those goals that you have no idea how it could possibly happen for you in your life, in your world, in your company, in your small business, or in your corporation. And I say corporation and I say small business because it still comes down to the individual, and it still comes down to law. It does. It still comes down to law. We create first in our mind. Everything was created twice. Think about that. The automobile, the furnace, the table, the chair you're sitting on, all of it was first an idea, a thought in someone's mind, and then moved into the world of form. Right? So let's look at a company, for instance. Now, a company can be moving along saying, hey, we're doing pretty good. We look to the bottom line. That's all that matters is the numbers, the cash, the flow, all that. Great. No worries. But where's the pain? Where in the company, in the business, are you getting the same results over and over and over again that you don't like to see? You see those results and you go, oh gosh, everything is going so good, but that one branch or that group of bottom feeder salesmen, what is it? Where are you not getting the results? And you're getting the same results over and over and over again. That's what you want to take a look at. Because in a book I like to hand to a lot of potential clients, a book called U Square from Price Pritchett, he talks about making quantum leaps. And he talks about no matter how successful we think we are, no matter how we measure achievement in our lives, we still haven't even scratched the surface of what's possible for us. We haven't scratched the surface of our infinite potential, and I'm paraphrasing him, of course. So think about that when it comes to your business, your bottom line, your corporation, or you as an individual, as a team leader of your life. You're the CEO of your life. You operate this thing called you, right? You move about this world of form, and you can be, do, and have anything you want to be, do, and have. But first we have to touch that pain. Where do we want to see different results than the results that we're getting? And then we move forward. We move forward not by necessarily learning more. We do have to learn more, but we have to understand and apply. It's interesting we're talking about companies because, you know, corporations spend $60 billion plus on training, teaching people to know more. That's absolutely right. That's a lot of money. Training, 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 and training. I'm going to mention a company that I used to work for in a moment, and we did a lot of training. The problem sometimes still comes down, and training is good, absolutely good. I'm for training. I'm for that knowledge. What happens, though, is we have a knowing-doing gap that occurs in the individual. And it's whether it's in the company, the corporation, the small business, the individual, we can learn, we can have degrees going off the end of our business card, right? We can read book after book after book, and we put it down. Maybe we have more book knowledge. We have more degree knowledge. But then when it comes to the doing part, we don't always do. We seldom do what we know. And think about this. How many times have you, if you are a superior, if you're a supervisor, or if you, even if you're just a mom or dad, or maybe even it's come down to you, how many times have you looked at someone else and said, why'd you do that? And they say, I don't know. And you say, well, why'd you do that? You know better. And they say, I know. Well, then why'd you do it? I don't know. And this happens over and over and over again in our lives. You might be running the company and you go to a branch manager and say, well, why'd you do that? We just did training on that. You know better. I know. Well, then why'd you do that? I don't know. It's in our policy. I know. Then why'd you do it? I don't know. See, we don't know why sometimes we do the things we do. And what that comes down to is the paradigms, the habits. And that's what we have to change in the individual to get different results that we want to see in our lives. I told you I'd mention one of the companies that I work for, and I've worked for a lot of companies in my lifetime. A lot of companies. And there was only one company, and I'm talking out of dozens probably, only one company that would sit down and have a list of corporate goals covering many, many different areas. It could cover sales, it could cover distribution in the warehouse, it could cover accounting, finances, collections, any of that. It looked at the whole picture and said, what are the results that we're getting? Where do we want to be? and a lot of time and effort. This was a company called Robertson Heating Supply, and I have tremendous respect and admiration for the CEO, Scott Robertson, that runs that company. Just brilliant. A lot of respect, a lot of passion in this man. Oh boy. You'd love going to the sales meeting because you knew he was going to deliver because it was coming from his heart and his feeling and his passion, how much he loved the business that his grandfather started. They just celebrated 85 years in business, certainly a milestone. And a company, and in a big corporation too, I'm not talking small business, I'm talking a company that does over $100 million a year last time I checked. But every year, at the beginning of the year, everyone would be made aware of the corporate goals that were set by the corporate goal team. And right now, as we speak, and I haven't talked to anybody over there, but I can pretty well guess and be pretty sure I'm right that they have a corporate goal team working right now, meeting from time to time right now this year on what the corporate goals for next year are going to be. That's how organized Mr. Robertson is in running this company. And then they would be well thought out, and they would be graded, and a bonus value would be added to these goals, because we have to have what in, when we're looking at goals, we have to have desire in the individual, because we're talking about people after all, right? So we have to have a definiteness of purpose. This is what we want to do. This is a desire. This is a corporate desire. And it comes right down from the leadership and the goal team, the executive team coming together and say, here's the desires, the direction we want to take the company. So definite plans were made. Accurate knowledge went into these goal assessments and goal establishment. And everybody had to come on board though, right? Everybody had to come on board. And if everybody came on board and the goals were accomplished, well, the bigger the bonus would be at the end of the year, when the company took a look at the results that were achieved by the entire team. Everybody was involved in that. Just brilliant. And I learned so much through that process. So thank you, Mr. Scott Robertson. But let's take a look at that. Often when we do that in our small businesses, in our companies, because I take this work that I do to a lot of individual contractors and small businesses. And you are no different as a small business or an individual operating your life. You're no different than a $100 million, $200 million corporation. You have to have some well-defined and thought-out goals and direction for your life. Now, I always recommend that we start for ourselves with a professional goal and a personal goal. Often we'll add a team goal in there. But you want to do this just like the big corporation I just shared with you, Robertson Heating Supply. You want to sit down and say, where am I now? And where do I want to be? Where do you want to be this time next year? What do you want your life to look like? Where do you want the results to be different? If you're a small business or a contractor, what do you want the sales to be next year? How many new clients or customers do you want to add to your business? But think outside the box, because see, getting different results and making quantum leaps doesn't always mean trying harder, because sometimes trying harder just leads to burnout. Often it's trying different. And that's something for another episode that we'll share on another day. But think about your results. We're running out of time for today, but take a good hard look at your results. Excuse me. Where are you? And where do you want to be? I'm losing my voice here this morning. I don't know why. Excuse me. But where are you with your results? Where do you want to be? Where do you want to go? And dream big dreams. Think about where you want to go that you have no idea how it could possibly happen. Because we're not looking for solutions right now. We're not looking for the exact procedure. We're not looking for the exact plan. The plan will unfold with each step. We just got to know where we're going. And we have to enter into that big dream goal, that one that we have no idea how it could possibly happen. because that's where the growth is going to come from. That's where the stretching is going to come from. That's where the mastermind is going to come alive when we get together with individuals and say, hey, here's where we're at and we want to get here. It's preposterous, we know. It's insane, it's crazy. But it's our goal. And it's our goal, and we're going to do it. And then we talk about persistence, and then we talk about how the plans come together with each next step. But this is where the growth comes from in the individual. And when an individual in a corporation is working on this, and they're working on an own personal goal, and they start to see the growth that they can have, and how they're an integral, valuable piece of the puzzle, well, then you start shifting corporate culture too. And then everybody's happy. So that's my thoughts for today. Take this. Take what you will from this. Think about that big dream goal in your life, for your team, for you as an individual, as the CEO of your life. What is it that you want? Let's have a conversation about it. Let's talk about it. Message me, text me, pick up the phone. On my website, thegenesisfrequency.com, there are places all over that website for you to just fill out and send me a message. You can find me on social media at Stephen J. Kosmina Success Ocean International. I think it's just Success Ocean on Facebook, but I'm on Twitter. I'm on all of them. You can find me. And let's have a conversation. Reach out. Consultations are free. Let's just talk about how I might assist you in your life, in your business, in your corporation. Thank you for listening today to The Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kosmina.